Let's bring in Fiona Davidson, who's a Surrey County Councillor for Guildford South East, where most of this scheme would be. Morning to you, Fiona.
Morning, James.
Fair to say, well, you're saying the local residents' opposition to this scheme has been overwhelming. What are you basing that on?
Well, multiple channels, really. People that I speak to, residents' associations, emails. A whole plethora of contact, really, over the last 14 months since the scheme was first became evident.
What did you make of the survey that the council carried out?
Well, I thought it was biased, and I thought the questions were about motherhood and apple pie. You know, is active travel, you know, do you believe active travel, you know, is a good thing? Well, of course it has to be a good thing. The problem is that what the survey didn't do is it didn't give people an opportunity to say whether they were for the scheme or against the scheme. So there were lots of questions that it was very difficult to disagree with. And as I say, didn't give the opportunity for a straight yes or no.
All right. And one of the
lots of people felt that the survey didn't give them the opportunity to say what they really felt. And I think that's why quite a lot of people, when they started completing the survey, they gave up on it because they thought, actually, this doesn't give me the opportunity to say what I want to.
Right. One of the big concerns with the whole idea is that the road is actually going to become narrower if the scheme gets built, isn't it? How are you feeling about that now?
Well, it's very difficult to say. So the section that people have been most concerned about narrowing is the section, the Burton section, between New Inn Lane and Boxgrove Roundabout. Now, I mean, constantly the Surrey County Council have said, you know, that the lane width isn't going to be narrowed, but people just don't believe it. Because if 45% of the footway in that length of road is going to be non-segregated pedestrian and cyclist footway, it seems to suggest that there isn't enough space to create segregated footways. So therefore, you think, well, that must mean that the road is going to be narrowed in some way. But actually, none of the information that we've had to date really answered the question about exactly what was going to happen, exactly what the road widths were. And most people just didn't feel that they'd gotten a straight answer. And the thing that I should say is that the area that I represent covers about two-thirds of the proposed route. And I have to say that there's no doubt in my mind that the majority of residents were opposed to it. You know, their view was that the more they found out about what was proposed, the less enthusiastic and the less favourable they were to it.
Well, what's your response to Tim Oliver, who's the leader of the County Council, and his message that unpopular schemes won't be imposed on local people if the vast majority don't want them?
Well, that's what democracy is about, isn't it? I mean, if the majority of people, and I would say the majority of people certainly in the area that I represent, were very opposed to it. And as I say, the more they found out about it, the more opposed they became. You know, we have to take into account the strong views of residents because we are there to serve residents. As I say, it's what democracy is about.
Fiona, thanks for your time this morning. Surrey County Councillor for Guildford South East, where most of that road scheme has been proposed.